Well, John, that took a lot of guts and determination to bat out a day here, particularly when Paul Collingwood had such reservations about the state of the wicket yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't see Paul's comments, but I've heard he wasn't convinced by the surface. Yeah, it was one of the best sort of rearguard last day batting performances I think I've seen. It took everybody to make a contribution, even from last night, to be honest. The first session where we were only one down overnight took some doing. So, yeah, we've only got a draw out of it, but it feels like a win at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, Yorkshire looked demoralised, didn't they? They've gone 5 points clear at the top, but they've been in the field for 2 days in the heat and haven't been able to get the wickets they were hoping for.
Yeah, I'm sure they feel that on that surface they'd have fancied their chances of bowling us out, given probably, what was it, 90-odd overs they've had against us there. And we've been good enough to keep them out. It's a shame we weren't quite at our best at the start of the game, but since then we've been excellent.
Mark Stoneman plugged away under some severe stress from the bowlers at times. It was hard work out there, and Michael Richardson dug in. I think Mark was a little bit disappointed to get out on 86 and said a few things as he was coming off the pitch. Did he hit the ball? Or
he had a bit of a chanter as he was walking off. May not have quite seen it the way the umpire saw it, but that's cricket. He knows that. He knows he shouldn't probably have behaved quite as aggressively as he did as he walked off, but he'll have to pay if he has to. So. But he batted extremely well. He was enjoying the battle. I think that was the problem, is that he was loving the fight. It was a good contest out there. There was lots going on, and he was winning at the time, but unfortunately he couldn't get the three-figure score and the big score that he wanted to get us home.
Michael Richardson, within 5 runs of his third straight 100 against Yorkshire, it would have only been his fifth in first-class cricket, 3 of them against them. He showed some real tenacity as well, and after having a brilliant start of the season, he's just sort of hit the doldrums the last few weeks, so it was timely for him to get some runs under his belt, and a key backbone to the innings as well.
Yeah, he did have a little bit of a lull, but I think some of that was possibly caused by some 2020 cricket coming along, which he wasn't taking so much of a part in. So probably just upset his rhythm a little bit at the crease. But he's worked hard on it, and on that surface to have played that well was a great credit to him.
You've dropped down the table slightly, but you are now only 1 defeat in 11. You're a hard side to beat, aren't you?
Yeah, and I think today is one of the reasons why. There's a lot of character shown by a lot of the players. I think at the beginning of the day we said that what we could achieve was to not play our best but still not let the top teams get away from us any further, and that's what we've managed to do today. So some satisfaction in that, but as I said earlier, we probably weren't at our best all the way through the 4 days. We've just finished strongly.
And you've got Yorkshire straight up again tomorrow night. You've all got to head up the A1 to Chesty Street for the T20 tomorrow. So the resumption of that quickly, not much time to think about what happened here.
Our third game is Yorkshire in about 7 days, I think it is. So we do seem to see a lot of them at the moment. We had a good result against them down here in the T20. We bowled and fielded probably as well as we have done. And we'll need to be on form again tomorrow. And if we can do that, it puts us in a decent position in that competition too.
Callum McLeod back yet?
Yeah, Callum will be back into the squad for that game, and we'll just assess how the bowlers are and see what we've got standing.
And although you had 2 affected games in 4, you managed to pick up 6 points from the 8 on offer during the last sweep of 2020 matches.
Yeah, that run of 4 games in T20, we knew it was a chance that we had to kickstart the season, because we'd been a little bit spluttering along the way up to that point. And if you'd offered me 6 points at the start out of those 8, I'd probably have taken it. So it's kept us in touch, and we know that we're going into these last 4 games, and if we can get some wins, then we're going to be right in amongst it with the quarter-final spots.
And finally, it looks like the weather may hold tomorrow night. It might be a decent evening, and there's a big crowd, judging by news on the Durham Twitter feed today of ticket sales.
Well, Durham against Yorkshire on a Friday night with decent weather is always going to be a good fixture, so hopefully there'll be a big crowd, and hopefully we'll put on a good performance.